This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, this is Friday. That can mean only one thing. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. I'm a little sad.
I was going to say, you look kind of sad today. Are you okay?
I think I'm suffering from seasonal affective disorder. I really do think so. I mean,
really?
It's been so gray lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, actually the weather this year has been a lot better than it was last year.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't complain, I guess.
But this is the time of year for people to experience seasonal affective disorder. Do you know what the symptoms are?
I think I do, but why don't you tell me?
Fatigue, depression, crying spells, irritability, trouble concentrating, body aches, loss of sex drive, poor sleep, decreased activity level, overeating, especially with carbs, and weight gain.
And you know, all of this comes from an altered photoperiod. When you don't have bright sunlight to tell the body that it's the photoperiod, and you don't have that for a long enough period of time, then you don't mount or save up the photoperiod credits, if you will, that cause you to sleep better at night, which becomes a vicious circle then, a cycle then, because if you don't sleep well, then you eat like crap, you feel exhausted, you're depressed, and
you can't work out.
Yeah, it just goes downhill
from
there.
It's like a domino effect.
Yeah. So what are the solutions for sad?
Well, you can get light therapy. I know we talked about this before because they have like the infrared saunas that have light therapy that are included with that.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can, because I actually just Googled light therapy, and they sell some light therapy boxes at like Walgreens and places like that, but you have to be careful to make sure there's no UV rays that are emitted from the light therapy box.
I think you probably need a light therapy shirt that you wear that radiates light onto your body throughout the day. I can't imagine that a small period is adequate.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, well, what about vitamin D supplementation?
You know, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so.
And just even getting into the gym and working out, I think, helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And that helps me a lot. I always feel better when I leave the gym than when I get there.
Yeah. Well, what about comfort foods?
We had some paleo comfort food last night, didn't we?
We did. I made some mashed cauliflower. That was really good. It was similar to mashed potatoes, sort of, but it was really good.
That was something you were reluctant to try, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
It just came on.
The mashed cauliflower. I think I'm going to blog the recipe because it really did taste really good.
Did it taste like mashed potatoes?
And I got it from the recipe from the Paleo Comfort book that the wife and husband team that you
interviewed. Had them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good.
I got the recipe from their book. It was really good.
I think it tastes better than mashed potatoes.
Really? Carl's over here choking. Okay.
I need you to talk now.
Okay. So I guess we're going to talk about Paula Deen and her diabetes next.
This sucks because I want to talk about this, and I've lost my voice.
Why don't we take a break and then come back?
No. I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I promise. It passes.
Okay.
But anyway, I do want to talk about this. I will regain my voice for Paula Deen.
Well, how about I go over 7 of the Paula Deen recipes that she makes that's probably part of the reason why she now has diabetes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about Krispy Kreme burger donut burgers.
That's the one they keep showing on the news over and over.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Deep, that's shocking.
Deep fried chocolate pound cake. I mean, she fries everything. Ultimate fantasy deep fried cheesecake, deep fried butter and cream cheese balls.
That one shocked me. Just balls of butter and cream cheese deep fried.
Yes. Deep fried stuffing on a stick.
She's Satan. You want to know something? I just realized it. She's Satan. She's the Pied Piper for chronic disease. She's going to lead this country down the path of disease and death.
Deep fried lasagna and bacon cheeseburger meatloaf. Now, those are her seven famous recipes.
But she's got other stuff.
No, I mean, but those are just examples of why she has type 2 diabetes.
She fries virtually all of her dessert foods. I've watched her show one time with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, I forget what she was making. She made some sort of cake, like an eclair, then deep fried it, and then smothered it in chocolate and butter. It was disgusting.
Right. Well, there are nine other celebrities that I found that have type 2 diabetes as well, besides Paula Deen.
And you read the list to me, and I really was familiar. One of them I knew about. But I didn't know it was type 2.
Well, Halle Berry has diabetes, and they initially diagnosed it as type 1, but they have later since said it was type 2, but she has controlled it through diet and lifestyle.
There you go. Perfect example. But there's some other people on that list that shocked me.
And they all have type 2. It's
right.
Randy Jackson.
He doesn't shock me.
Patti LaBelle.
She doesn't either. They're both very, very overweight.
Mike Huckabee.
That one I didn't know about, but he's overweight too, isn't he?
I don't think so.
No?
Larry King, Sherry Shepherd, she's the woman on The View.
Okay.
Paul Sorvino,
very heavy guy.
Dick Clark.
And that's the reason for his stroke. For people who don't know this, but one of the rampant side effects of untreated diabetes, actually that's not true. Even when you're taking drugs like metformin, stroke is one of the side effects of diabetes.
And the last one that really shocked me was Billie Jean King. She's an athlete.
She was an athlete.
Well, no, but this occurred while she was an athlete.
Really?
And then she said she had an eating disorder. She was a binge eater, and then she would make herself throw up. And so she had this eating disorder, and that led to type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. When you told me that one, I was kind of shocked as well, because she's always – but see, here's an example. I was just about to say she always seems so slim. You know, I have a feeling the linkage to diabetes is the loss of muscle.
Uh-huh.
Muscle is what burns glucose. Aside from the brain, it's muscle.
Right.
So these people probably have large amounts of body fat, very little lean body mass that predisposes them to diabetes. I mean, look at Larry King, the poor guy. He's like a walking skeleton. It makes sense for him to have type 2 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
He's got no muscle on him at all.
But back to Paula Deen, you know, she's now representing,
Novo Nordisk.
Novo Nordisk.
They have a new product out that she's pushing now, right?
It starts with a V, Victoza.
It's not a glucose disposal. Yeah, I guess it is a glucose disposal agent is what it is.
Victoza, VICTOZA. And evidently she not only now represents Nordisk, but she also still represents Smithfield, which is a company
who produces processed meats. Yeah.
So that's kind of ironic, don't you think, that she's representing both of those?
Yeah, but here's the thing about Novo Nordisk. She's come forth and she said that she wants to thank them because she can continue to live a happy life.
And eat what she wants.
And eat what she wants. She's, you know what? She is either profoundly dumb, which I don't think is the case, or she is profoundly evil. She has found a way to profit from her disease and turn it into a cash register. Because this notion that she is able to live with her disease is nonsense. Her disease is going to continue to cause other defects in her body. She's going to be prone to dementia. She's going to be prone to heart disease, high blood pressure, cancers. She's going to get all these diseases. She may actually stroke on her show one day.
Well, evidently, she's had diabetes for a while. She's just been hiding it.
And why? And you have to ask yourself why. Just to go to show you how evil of a person she is. Why do you think she hid it? Don't you think it's because if she came forth 3 years ago
when they estimate she was diagnosed with diabetes,
uh-huh.
and said, I've got diabetes. Would anyone wanted to cook the way she cooked? She would have destroyed her brand before she got a chance to get under people's skin.
And I think the only reason why she's talking about it now is because she is a spokesperson now for Nordisk.
Well, not only that, but she has a big enough following where they're telling her, don't worry, Miss Paula. We're still with you, Miss Paula. These poor blind people who are going to follow her right into an early grave.
Did you know that the FDA ordered Nordisk to print a black box warning label on that drug? That she's.
And what is that black box warning label?
It says here that it causes thyroid C cell tumors at clinically relevant exposures in rodents. Other side effects associated with the drug include headache, nausea, and diarrhea.
Well, you get all those things from eating her food too.
So I just find that kind of ironic.
Yeah, but she's embracing it. Thank you, Nordisk, for helping me continue to become fatter and fatter while enjoying myself.
And also, it's not addressing the issue. It's just addressing the symptoms.
Right. It's not even addressing the symptoms. It's masking the symptoms so that her body can continue to decline in health, and she will develop other diseases. But to Miss Paula's credit, she'll just enlist them and become spokespersons for them as well. She'll become Paula Deen, polypharmacist. That's what she's going to become.
Yeah, but it just, she said, I've seen some of the literature that said that she says that she's going to be able to manage her disease and still be able to eat what she wants to eat.
No, you won't. You're going to die sooner. You're going to develop cancer. You're going to regret this move that you've made here. And unfortunately, many uninformed people who watch your show and cook the way you cook are going to follow you down a path of chronic disease. And I really think the Food Network should put a warning on the beginning of her show that these recipes are for entertainment only, and you should not cook or eat like this, or you will develop disease just like Miss Paula.
Yeah.
They really should. And like I said in that article I wrote, I think that health insurance companies should now, right below, have you used tobacco products in the past 5 years, they should put, have you watched Paula Deen's show in the past 3 years as a risk assessment? Because if you're watching her show and eating like her, then chances are you're going to cost healthcare a lot of money.
Yep.
So that's my opinion. We have to take a commercial break. Do we want to take a break now, or you want to finish up on Paula Deen?
Well, we can come back out of the break and talk a little bit more about it. Sounds like you're fine now with your voice.
Yeah, it did pass. It was that when I drank that tea, it did something to me all of a sudden. But it went away. Okay, so you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements
supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a final note on Paula Deen, don't we?
Well, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, they ranked the 5 worst cookbooks of 2011, and she was obviously in the top 5. You know, that Jamie Oliver guy, he was the number 1, which I thought he was, like, supposed to be a health guru because he had the school lunches. He was doing the food revolution.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't he endorsed by the Obamas or something like that? He was working with the White House on that, wasn't he?
I think so. But anyway, he was the number 1. Guy Fieri was number 2.
I believe that. Have you ever watched any of his shows?
No, isn't he like...
He's like the male version of Paula Deen.
Louisiana kind of jambalaya and stuff?
Nah, he's about really crappy food. Really, it's like he does the crappiest food you can imagine eating. That's what he gravitates to.
It says here he's got a jambalaya sandwich loaded with bacon, pork loin, sausage,
but you
chicken
see, that's
thighs.
That's not the problem with his recipes. I've watched some of his shows. He's big into like sugary barbecue sauces and stuff like that. That's where he goes wrong. It's not the pork. You know what I mean? It's the sugars and the starches that he loads up with.
And then Paula Deen was number 3. And then there's a couple here that the Cook's Illustrated Cookbook and the Neely's Celebration Cookbook.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But, you know, there's something else that needs to be said here. We really don't know anything about this Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. I'm very suspect. You know, they're probably following the American Dietetic Association approach. You know, no fat, low fat, no cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So while Deen is on that list... I question how they rate a book, in other words.
Well, while we're talking about this, yesterday Rob Wolf posted on his Facebook the paleo. There's a website called U.S. Health News that ranked diets, and his was ranked number 24 by this website.
Which is. When we saw that, you know, like
well, we were
like,
shocked.
You said to me, well, guess who was number 1, and I guessed it right off the bat, right?
It was Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers.
And then Jenny Craig was number 2.
Yeah, and this is a perfect example. These are diets that look at how you can affect changes in the way your body reacts to gravity
uh-huh.
as opposed to repartitioning of muscle and body fat.
Right.
That's the problem.
They just don't get it.
No, they don't. You know. I mean, you want to talk about, you want to divert for a second and talk about something on that note that just doesn't get it?
Okay.
In some of this research that we're talking about today?
Okay.
If you look at the study weighing up the causes of obesity that I printed out, there's a University of Stavanger, who wasted a bunch of money doing research trying to state that obesity was not exclusively a problem of diet and exercise, but instead that once you get obese, become obese, the stress of being obese leads you to become more obese. So they're trying to say that the diet and exercise does not answer the question of why so many people are obese. I was dumbfounded by this. This was a pure waste of money. I don't know who funded this study, but clearly diet and exercise are exclusive the reason that people are obese. Mm-hmm. And even without exercise, you don't think the diet is the single biggest influence on obesity? Go to a third world country and see how many obese people you can find. Ask them if they are feeling stress about living in the conditions that they live in. You won't find any obese people in a third world country. They're stressed out to hell. They're not getting fat. It's because they don't have anything to put in their mouth. They don't have the crap food that we have here to put in their mouth. So this group here, and I don't know where the University of Stavanger is, but wasted a bunch of money doing a study trying to say that it's not diet and exercise that's leading to obesity. It's stress. It's cortisol. You know what? You're going to tell me that the people who are starving to death in the desert countries of the world don't have raging levels of cortisol and under stress, but they're starving to death and they're skinny as hell.
Yep.
That was a profound waste of money right there.
It was.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry to divert from there.
Oh, no, it's okay.
But anyway, so I question how they how some of these organizations grade, you know, how they put the Paleo Solution at what, 24th, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig on top.
Well,
they're not looking at all of the markers of health. They're just looking at weight loss. That's all they're looking at, really. Mm-hmm. That's all they could be looking at.
We were talking about Novadisc.
Yeah, Novo Nordisk, right.
Are they the people that own Excedrin?
Novartis is another company.
Novartis owns Excedrin. Well, there's a recall right now, an Excedrin recall, because there are stray pills and chipped pills in over-the-counter Excedrin.
So you don't know what you're getting. It's a grab bag.
Certain packages of Excedrin, No-Dose, Buferin, and Gas-X have other medications in them, broken or chipped pills. So if you have any of those that have expiration dates of December 20th, 2014 and December 20th, 2013, don't take those. Shouldn't be taking them anyway, but.
You know what's interesting? If they have an expiration date of December, that means they were made during the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are there's a lot of mistakes in pharmaceutical companies the month of December, because everybody's looking forward to the holidays and not paying attention to what they're doing.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, one can only surmise. It's just people working there. You know, people want to get the hell out of work. It's Christmas. People are probably like trading shifts because they have to go shopping for the latest toy for their kids. And so there's a lot of room for error in the month of December.
Did you see the article about 80% of the U.S. pharmaceuticals made with overseas ingredients, nearly half produced in foreign facilities, never inspected by the FDA?
This is classic.
Did you see that?
No, you told me about it. But I mean, I didn't know it was that high. I knew it was occurring, but I didn't know it was that high.
The FDA claims that they maintain strict regulatory protocols that ensure safety. Well, the U.S. Government Accountability Office just put out a report that says 40% of all pharmaceuticals sold in the U.S. are actually manufactured overseas in countries like India and China. 80% of all ingredients used to manufacture drugs, including those manufactured in the U.S., come from overseas as well. The FDA has inspected a mere 11% of all foreign drug manufacturer facilities, and 40% it's only inspected 40% domestically.
So now here's the interesting twist on this. At least once a year, maybe more, one of the top news magazines, 60 Minutes 2020, Dateline, does an expose about counterfeit drugs being sold into the United States from abroad. And China always gets hit on the head with this one.
China has so many.
Well, here's the interesting thing. So they'll say, you can't buy these drugs from China because they're counterfeit. They're laden with heavy metals. They're this, they're that. But meanwhile, behind your back, those same American pharmaceutical companies that are paying to have that propaganda spread are buying those materials from China and putting them in the drugs that they sell you under the auspices that the FDA has approved these drugs. But the FDA has not even tested any of these ingredients to verify if they're safe or not.
In 2009, the New York Times explained that most of the ingredients used for manufacturing critical drugs like antibiotics, allergy medicines, diabetes medications, and high blood pressure medications are almost exclusively produced in either China or India.
That's shocking. What did you tell me about aspirin?
Over-the-counter pain drug aspirin is almost entirely produced in China.
Yeah. How
do
you like that?
So any aspirin.
All aspirin.
All aspirin.
Bayer, pick a brand, even the generic Walgreens brand, made in China.
The acid reflux drug Prilosec
is
manufactured primarily in Puerto Rico and India.
Right. But God forbid you buy that stuff on an internet website and pay 1,000th the price that you pay here in the United States. They come out, oh, well, that stuff is dangerous. You don't know. They make that stuff in bathtubs in their basements. Yeah, right. It's the same materials they're buying and putting in their drugs.
It's shocking to me. It says in 2008, it was reported that at least 81 people in the U.S. died from tainted heparin drug product produced in India.
I remember that.
The drug contained an ingredient that had been sourced from
China. Yeah.
See? Yeah.
And that was sold by a legitimate pharmaceutical company through pharmacies. Here in the United States. It's a shame on the pharmaceutical companies. They're really just, I mean, it just gets worse and worse the more you know.
Yes.
And that's another reason why you never want to get sick and you never want to have to depend on a pharmaceutical drug if you can help it.
No, and if you can, you know, use natural products, that's the best way to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? And they can say things about natural products, but you know what? At least you have a variety of sources to buy from. You're not pigeonholed. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Showtime. Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
You like this song?
Yeah, I do, actually. I like Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah.
She hasn't done anything new in a long time.
Maybe she's taking a break.
Maybe we'll see her on American Idol this year.
So we were talking before the break about using natural products.
Yeah.
What do you think about alpha lipoic acid and alpha lipoic acid?
I think the only good lipoic acid to take is the R form, the R alpha lipoic acid. I think taking alpha lipoic acid, which includes both the L and the R version, is not adequate.
You need to take the R.
Yeah, because all the research has been done on the R. All the meaningful research has been done on the R form.
There's an article here that Dominique Less posted, and it's just got some amazing things about R alpha lipoic acid and alpha lipoic acid. It raises energy levels. You take it to detox and recover. It's an antioxidant. It repairs oxidized proteins. It regulates gene transcription. It regulates energy metabolism, acts as a therapeutic agent, abolishes reactive oxygen species, regenerates other antioxidants such as vitamin C, E, CoQ10, and glutathione.
Right.
I mean, and it just goes on and on and on about the good things about it.
I think it was in the 70s. BASF studied the R form of alpha lipoic acid because they were going to introduce it as a diabetes management drug.
Uh-huh.
But because it's naturally occurring, they abandoned their research, obviously. But they did all the research into it, and it's still out there in the world if you want to read it. But R alpha lipoic acid is both an insulin mimetic, which means that it helps to clear blood sugar out of the system, and an insulin sensitizer. It sensitizes the cells to insulin's ability to transport glucose into the cell. So it's really a wonderful supplement, and you only have to take 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams two or three times a day to see its benefits.
Here in this article, it says that alpha lipoic acid helps to neutralize free radicals that are produced when insulin is elevated in the body and blood sugar is persistently high. It can prevent oxidative stress as well as the development of inflammation from insulin problems.
Yeah. But it should be noted that R alpha lipoic acid, as well as alpha lipoic acid in general, because it has both the R and the L form, do have the ability to deplete the body, not block the uptake. This is very, very different. Deplete the body of certain B vitamins like biotin.
Uh-huh. So you just need to take B complex?
You need to make sure you're taking like a B100 or a good B complex while taking R alpha lipoic acid to make sure that you're not being depleted of the B vitamins.
It says stay young, install aging.
Yeah.
I'm going to run out and get myself some of that.
Yeah, we'll have to order some today for sure. No, it is good stuff. Back in the day when I first started training, you know, over a decade ago, the go-to thing was to take 200 milligrams of R-alpha-lipoic acid, or R-ALA, as we
say that 10 times.
Yeah, we used to just, that's why people call it R-ALA. Take 200 milligrams of R-ALA with your post-workout drink, which usually included 80 grams of dextrose, 40 grams of whey protein, 5 grams of creatine, and 200 milligrams of R-ALA. And the theory was that the R-ALA actually helped to shuttle the dextrose and the creatine into muscle faster. And I believe that was there was some research out there that provided that notion. I don't think it was just blindly done. But R-ALA used to be a staple. I took it for years, actually.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should start taking it again.
I'm going to.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now we know what we're doing, what we're buying. Because you want to be healthy, right?
Of course I do.
Are there any telltale signs of a healthy woman?
Well, what do you think?
Yes, I happen to think so.
And do you know what they are?
Yes, libido.
What your sex life says about your health. This is interesting. Okay. So if you've been avoiding sex because it hurts, it's called vulvodyna.
Okay.
Okay. You take forever to climax.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes.
Diabetes can cause that, huh?
Yes.
And SSRIs, believe it or not. But go ahead.
I just thought that was interesting. Okay. Yeah. You don't lubricate when you're aroused, and you're not even menopausal. That's a sign of an unhealthy heart.
Really?
Yes.
So in other words, you have adequate levels of estrogen, which uh-huh. usually is a estrogen. When women's estrogen gets low, they tend not to lubricate. So what you're saying is you have adequate levels of estrogen and you're still not able to lubricate, so there's something wrong with your heart.
Most women have heard that vaginal dryness is a common side effect of the shifting hormones at perimenopause and after menopause.
Right.
But if you're under 45 and affected by dryness, one possible cause is your heart health. Lubrication comes from hormones, but also from fluid in your bloodstream. If there's impaired blood flow for any reason, it could reflect early signs of a cardiovascular issue. Men experience that surprising sign of an unhealthy heart more noticeably in the form of erectile dysfunction.
Right. But you see, this all comes full circle to what I keep saying on the show, that libido is a barometer of how healthy you are. Because if you're not healthy, you shouldn't be procreating, and therefore nature has intuitively obstructed the procreation process when you're not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very interesting. What else?
You're hardly ever in the mood. Find another partner.
Now, I was just going to say, maybe because your partner doesn't bathe often enough.
low testosterone.
In women.
Uh-huh, in women.
Interesting.
Yep. You're never in the mood for sex or much else. Depression or depression medications.
Well, and that's what I said before. SSRIs can cause an inability to climax in both men and women. There's a delicate dance between serotonin and dopamine that allow you to have desire and then orgasm or climax. And if they don't dance properly, you can't climax. So a lot of women who are on SSRIs lose their ability to climax.
Really?
Yeah.
The last one is you've begun making excuses because you're embarrassed about a weird vaginal odor. And it says here that it's called bacterial vaginosis, which is often mistaken for a yeast infection. But it's not a yeast infection. It's an imbalance in the bacteria normally found in the vagina. It says to report your symptoms to your gynecologist and to get checked for yeast infection by your doctor. I'm just reading what they say to do if you have this.
I would imagine that this is similar to a probiotic issue, because Dr. Scourin said that during vaginal birth, that is where the baby gets the probiotic cultures that start the baby's own probiotics in the lining of the stomach and digestive tract.
Uh-huh.
So I have to believe, I stand, you know, this is going to be wild when I say this, but I got a funny feeling that if women made a douche out of the probiotics and some sort of pH balanced fluid and douched with it, they would probably get rid of that odor.
I didn't think women were supposed to douche because it's unnatural.
Yeah, but in this particular case, for therapeutic purposes, they have to get that. How do they get the probiotic into their vaginal canal?
Well, yeah.
Sprinkle it in? You know, I mean.
I don't, rub on Greek yogurt that has probiotics in it. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Get one of those pastry bags that you decorate cakes with and squirt Greek yogurt inside yourself. But I think that getting those probiotics in there actually may be of a benefit to women with bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah, maybe so.
No one has discussed this. Nobody wants to talk about this. It's obviously not going to come up at a party. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I have this foul odor. Does anybody else have that? All of a sudden, the room clears out.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so moving on to the next subject. See, it's still like women's issues like that are still kind of embarrassing for people to talk about.
I have no problem talking about it. I mean, I'm not embarrassed about it.
No, but a lot of people are.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of women, and the irony is, especially about vaginosis, if you don't want to talk about it, it doesn't matter because somebody knows you have it besides you. So.
Okay. Okay, so moving on. Did you want to talk about some of these mini studies that you came up with that are really, really good?
Well, you know what? We have a minute till the next break. Why don't we take the next break?
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll hit some of these are breaking stories that you'll probably hear on your local news channel today, tomorrow, the day after. So let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up with Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner
Carolina ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I got to mention something.
Okay.
Age Force. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of emails that people missed out on the buy one, get one free on the hydroxycobalamin or hydroxy B12 patch and the new fat burner patch, which is...
I can't wait to try those.
I know. We're waiting for hours now. Steve at Age Force has agreed to do the buy one, get one free for a very short period of time. If you go to superhumanradio.com,
mm-hmm.
on the right-hand side of the page, you will see a large banner ad that will allow you one last crack at the buy one, get one free offer on either of these patches. So check that out, please. Okay.
And I also just wanted to talk about Quest bars just for a second. I've been trying some of their natural ones,
yes.
like the lemon and the strawberry and the cinnamon roll. Those mm-hmm. are really good.
Do you have a favorite at this point in time?
It's either the strawberry or the lemon, I think. They're really good.
You know what? I love them all, but I always end up going back to the vanilla almond. Yeah, I don't know why, but it's the vanilla almond I always go back to for some reason. It just is the one that tastes the best to me consistently, and I can eat them one after another.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, okay, so we're going to talk about some breaking news. This one is near and dear to my heart, as Elisa pointed out during the break just now. Nursing home residents with dementia, antidepressants are associated with increased risk of fall. I'm having this problem with my mom.
Yes.
My mom has fallen like three or four times, five times in the past couple months. They call me, it's, you know, because she's in Phoenix. So they always call me like at, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, my time. And they say, you know, your mom has fallen and we're taking her to the ER just to check her out. But she looks okay. She has a bruise here. And it's very... It's very disconcerting because my mom didn't fall a lot at home when she was living on her own. But all of a sudden, she falls a lot. Well, as it turns out, a recent study done on 13,000 nursing – I'm sorry. I take that back. On accumulating 13,000 days of nursing home attendance with an average age – of 82 years old, which my mom is 89 now, found that those taking SSRIs have had an average of 3 falls per year, per person, as opposed to people who were not on SSRIs, which had an average of less than 1 fall per year, per person.
But don't you think that nursing homes just prescribe antidepressants?
Yes.
We talked about that in one of our shows, that they just prescribe them.
Yes.
And the people don't really even need them.
And I've tried to get her off of the antidepressants. I've actually spoken to the doctor twice and said, look, why is my mom taking an SSRI? And he said, well, you know, depression is normal for a person of this age. You know, the idea of being in a nursing home. Well, sure, they're depressed. But that doesn't mean that you should give them a pill for it. Naturally, you'd be depressed too if you were 89 years old and looking at the end of your life.
Uh-huh.
It's a legitimate reason to be depressed. Instead, they should use some sensitivity training with people to sit down and talk with people and say, you know, I know you're sad, but look, you still have time and it's, you know, do make the best, blah, blah, blah. No, give them a pill. That's the go-to method here in the United States for anything. Give them a pill.
Well, just I just think that they do it so that it makes their job easier.
Yes. They're much easier to deal with elderly people
because
when they're in a daze.
Yeah, exactly.
They sit there and they look at the wall. They sit there and look at the TV. They don't know what they're doing anymore because, you know, I can tell such a difference in my mom when
since
I talk to her on the phone.
Since she's been there.
And it's just because of the drugs they have her on.
And you can't get them to take her
well,
off
Well, after
of
this,
them.
I'm faxing this to the girl, that my liaison there, and telling them that I want my mom taken off of the SSRIs immediately.
or next time she falls, I'm going to sue them. That's what I'm going to do. So now I have some evidence here. If you have an elderly person in your life who is in a nursing home, or not even in a nursing home, they're maybe being taken care of by one of your relatives, and your doctor says, you know, let's go ahead and put her or him on an antidepressant, say no. They have every right to be depressed. It's the end of their lives.
They just prescribe antidepressants for anything. Menopause, they prescribe antidepressants for.
They're prescribing them for pain now.
I know.
I mean, what is wrong with this country that they would let a doctor do that to them? Let the doctor neuter you and let them just, like, crap on you. Let them do whatever they want to you. Yeah, here's take a pill. Tell the doctor, no, you take the pill. Chances are he's already taking it, actually.
We have choices. We don't have to take them.
Don't let them drug the elderly.
No.
It's sad. It's the end of their lives, for crying out loud. Don't make the last 4, 5, 6 years of their lives a blurry haze as they check out. Just because nobody wants to, you know, confront the discomfort of their own mortality by looking at these people. That's what it comes down to. That's what this is about.
Or they're lazy and they don't feel like doing anything. Yeah. So that makes their job easier.
Yeah. There was another study that just came out that shows that the lack of sleep makes your brain hungry. That as little as one night of impaired sleep or sleep loss affects the hippocampus, insula, and caudate portion of the brain, which are responsible for hunger impulses. These are also responsible for other addictive impulses as well, ironically, but hunger impulses. So not getting enough sleep not only screws up insulin levels, but makes you prone to want to eat more.
Of course, and you want to eat carbs when you don't sleep.
Yes, of course, because of the insulin. Because the insulin clears the blood, and you have these sugar lows, and the only way to fix it is to have something sweet or starchy to raise your blood sugar again, but it's momentary because the boomerang happens again and again, and you're constantly chasing and eating lots of carbs.
Isn't it interesting how, like, everything goes back to sleep? If you don't sleep, you don't feel good, you can't work out, you eat carbs, you gain weight. I mean, it's just like a domino effect. You've got to get your sleep.
And to come full circle to something you opened the show with, the seasonal affective disorder becomes increasingly harder to sleep. We're actually going to do a show next week. I'm waiting for this person to get back to me about the challenges of sleep. And there are some things that you can do aside from supplements and lots of the other tips we've talked about.
Melatonin.
No, aside from all that stuff.
Somebody, I don't remember who it was, that asked on Facebook, because we were talking about the sound machine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked where I got that. I got it at Brookstone.
Oh,
Brookstone has them. You can order them online or you can go to the store and buy them.
It's like a Sharper Image store,
it's like,
right?
A Sharper Image, yeah. Sharper Image, I'm sure, has them. But it's the white noise, and I didn't use mine for a long time, and I've started using it again.
And in fact, let's slow down with that. You used it for a couple nights and didn't like it, actually, because you were so accustomed to not having any kind of noise. You used it for a couple nights and you actually thought that it was not a good idea, right?
And then I stopped using it and I thought, wow, wait a minute, I miss it. So now I'm using it every night, and it's gotten to a point where it kind of lulls me into a sleep, and I look forward to hearing that surf. I use the surf.
The ocean sound.
The ocean sounds.
The breaking waves.
Uh-huh.
And it has a rhythm that actually kind of hypnotizes you as it goes.
And I turn it on, like, you know, 15 minutes, you know, while I'm doing my brushing my teeth. I go ahead and turn that on, and I start listening to it, and I start getting relaxed just from listening to it now.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that I want to talk about before we have to go into a break in a few – we have a few minutes. But anyway, the other thing I want to talk about, aside from the fact that sleep actually makes you hungrier,
mm-hmm.
not only makes you make bad choices of the foods once you're hungry,
right.
And why it is so important to tackle your sleep issues. If you have sleep issues, do not stop. Do not try 2 or 3 things and then go throw your hands up and go, I guess that's it for me. I just have to get used. No, don't. Find the key to better sleep, whatever it is. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find it, because that's part of the longevity recipe here.
It is.
Or prescription. This one I find interesting, because I've been saying that marriage has outlasted its usefulness as a social institution. I don't think that people have to get married anymore in order to have full, meaningful relationships long-term relationships. And I think that all marriage does is invite the U.S. government or whatever government you happen to live under into your life, because now you have certain things that regulate your marriage and tax burdens and breaks and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But a recent study looked at a myth. It used to be said that married men lived longer than single men. But no one ever looked at married men versus men in a cohabitating relationship.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
What they discovered was that this was published in the Journal of Marriage and Family. Married couples experience few advantages for psychological well-being, health, or social ties compared to unmarried couples who just live together.
That's interesting.
In fact, what they did discover from this study, which I think is key to anybody out there in a relationship or in a marriage, is that the benefits of marriage and the benefits of cohabitation disappear
after the honeymoon
phase. That's right. That's it. The sense of well-being, the sense of optimism, the sense of you know, the magical feelings of love and the intoxication of it all, which are all good things. Don't let anybody tell you that that's not good. Like, oh, well, that's just BS. You know, those are all good things that can actually promote health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
They disappear after the honeymoon phase. And also it was found that both cohabitating couples as well as married couples did a couple things that were identical that contributed to the loss of the honeymoon phase. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is aside from the obvious stuff like treating your partner like you're dating him or her again. You know, consideration and romance and spending time and verbally saying how much you love each other and praising each other, which you do when you want to get the person, but then shortly thereafter, you know, you're not willing to do anything anymore. You need to keep that alive, first of all. But the other thing that they found was that cohabitating couples as well as married couples, as time went on, became further and further disconnected from friends and family. They had a close connection to friends and family when they started dating, and in the early years of their marriage, when the honeymoon phase was, you know, getting together with so-and-so and having dinner with such-and-such and doing things as couples, and then that slowly disappears. And so they attribute some of the loss of the sense of well-being, this retraction of social ability that takes place as couples get more comfortable being together. So what I say to you out there is, regardless of whether you're married or you're living together, the benefits of that relationship disappear when you stop putting effort into it. You end up being hurt by not putting effort into it, by not courting and being romantic and being considerate and doing all the things that you did when you first met. In fact, if you're just starting to date somebody, you should make a diary of all the things that you say and do now so you can look back in a year or two and make sure you're still doing those things, because the health benefits are very worthwhile.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I think that that's...
good advice?
Very good advice.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about tea. I love tea.
Yes,
in the beginning of the show, yes.
You've taught me to drink tea, actually. I even did a show on tea, and I didn't start drinking tea after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to Life Extension sends out emails, and I got an email from Life Extension about the benefits of tea. Green tea, black tea, oolong tea, they all come from a plant called Camellia sinensis.
Right. In fact, the only thing that can actually be called tea is something that comes from Camellia sinensis. Everything else, nothing else can be called tea unless it comes from that particular plant.
Even herbal teas?
Yes. If it doesn't have Camellia sinensis in it, they're not supposed to be able to use the word tea. It has to have some amount of it in there.
Hmm.
I learned that on that show we did about tea, actually.
Polyphenols are naturally occurring, and they are family to the flavonoids, health-promoting antioxidant substances found in many fruits and vegetables.
Right.
It's found in black tea, oolong tea, green tea. Okay, so one of the things that says that tea can do is curb food cravings.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon tea was supposedly started by the 7th Duchess of Bedford in England to keep her hunger pangs at bay between lunch and dinner.
Wow, that's interesting.
It can lower cholesterol. It can fight infections. It can prevent halitosis, which is bad breath.
I was just going to say something disgusting. But,
what?
Which is vaginosis of the mouth.
Oh,
but anyway,
that's
I'm
not
sorry.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, it says, while officially herbal teas are not a tea from the Camellia sinensis plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that just now.
Yeah.
You can infuse from leaves of other plants, which may have other benefits as
yes.
well.
And, you know, making teas of a variety of different things is very, very healthy for you. You know, grating some ginger and boiling some water and steeping it and making ginger tea. I mean, these are all things. We call it tea, naturally. And by law, it can't be called tea unless it comes from the Camellia sinensis plant. But who cares? You know, we're not in the tea business. We can call it whatever we want.
Well, it's just like champagne. You're not supposed to call champagne or sparkling wine champagne unless it comes from the French region of Champagne.
Right. But we still call California-made sparkling wines champagne, don't we?
It's just kind of like a...
Yeah.
A brand name.
Yeah, it's like Xerox, right? Back in the day when Xerox was the first copier, people wouldn't say, go make a copy of this. They'd say, go Xerox this for me.
Or Coca-Cola.
Yeah, yeah, have a Coke, even when you were drinking Pepsi. Yeah. All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, what are we going to talk about when we come back? We have a lot of things still to talk about. We also have some listener emails and comments to talk about. Right?
Are you drinking urine water?
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, you may already be drinking urine and not know it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
But I actually did backup on that song. I'm the guy who did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Was that your nervous voice?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Supremo Radio. I'm Carl Lenore, and I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who has matured right before my eyes as a host of a radio show, may I say.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I have a question for you.
And I have an answer for you.
So when you go potty into your toilet.
Right, you flush the
and
toilet.
And you flush the toilet. Where does the water go to?
Well, according to some harsh things we used to say when we were kids, Jimmy's refrigerator. No, we used to have this thing like, well, you know when you would like pick on each other when you're kids and you say, well, your mom is so fat. And then and then somebody would say, well, my toilet's connected to your refrigerator. That was really something we said. But anyway, I think I know where it goes, actually.
Okay, so here's the five steps that it's broken down into.
Okay.
Water from toilets is flushed into a treatment plant. Solid particles are removed at the plant.
Solid particles is code word for poopy. Go ahead.
It always goes back to poopy.
Go ahead.
At another facility, microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light are used to treat the wastewater.
Right.
Minerals are added, and the water is eventually discharged into ground lakes and reservoirs.
Right.
And then sometime later, the water ends up back at your home. Only now it comes out of your tap.
Right. But now it also has the addition of fish poop in it, too. You missed that one. They don't talk about that. But, yes, that's true. Then it goes back through another refinery process, which adds an antifungal, antibacterial like chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes out of your tap and you drink it. So basically, we are drinking not only our own urine. We would be so lucky if we were just drinking our own urine. Pick a neighbor that you hate. You're drinking that person's urine as well. And millions of other people in your city.
It says, while urine is 95% water, the other 5% is made up of stuff you don't want to re-ingest on a regular basis, namely nitrogen, potassium, and calcium.
Right.
We were talking about this yesterday because nitrogen comes from protein.
Right, but too much nitrogen is not good.
Right.
If you're trapping nitrogen in your body, you're in trouble. If you're drinking pure nitrogen, it's not a good idea either.
And I said to you, can't you test your urine to make sure there's not too much nitrogen in your system?
Yes. And they have those nitrogen
sticks.
Urea sticks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Uric acid. But you can test. But the really disturbing thing about this may not be the fact that you're drinking your community's urine in your tap water, for those of you who are still convinced that tap water is the way to go. But guess what comes out of their urine? Going back full circle to the fact that the majority of Americans are part of the pharmaceutical agenda. We've already heard stories about the trace amounts of pharmaceutical drugs, antidepressants, mm-hmm. blood pressure medications, everything that are coming. And, you know, the EPA and everybody goes, well, these are such trace small amounts. Well, they're not trace small amounts if you're drinking the recommended amount of 8 to 12 glasses of water a day in and day out. It accumulates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yet another reason not to drink tap water.
really. Because if you are drinking tap water, pick somebody you hate, and then imagine that they're peeing in a cup and you're drinking it. That's what you're doing.
Well, remember the story we talked about before using antibacterial soaps, how the antibacterial soap was going down.
What was that stuff again?
And it was it started with a T.
Yeah, tricyclo something. Or?
And it's affecting the fish.
Right.
And affecting the, like the males were showing female signs.
Because it's a xenoestrogen, mm-hmm. right? And then we get that back in our tap water when we
right,
drink it.
Right, right.
So all those municipalities out there who are saying, oh, tap water is really good to drink. Yeah.
It's triclosan, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, triclosan. That's right. Very good, Elisa.
I have a good memory.
There you go. There you go.
Because I get 8 hours of sleep a night.
That was cute.
Because of my sound machine.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. I want to talk about something that happened last week when I did a blog post that was titled, Your Action is Required if You Want to Avoid Cancer, about the reintroduction of 2,4-D being used on genetically modified corn to make up for the mess that Ready Roundup or Roundup Ready Corn has made by spawning superweeds. I posted this several times. I posted it on my blog and shared it on my Facebook wall. And I also went to the USDA website, like I suggested everybody do, and let my opinion be known. Well, interestingly enough, I don't think that this person listens to my show, and I have to be honest. I really think that this person is a shill for the USDA. Even though they claim to live in Canada, I tracked down their information. Their website has an IP address that you can't track down to what country it's in. And I called the phone number in their registry, and it's not their phone number.
Well, it was interesting because you submitted your information that you didn't want them to reintroduce the 2,4-D, and then all of a sudden you get an email
out of nowhere.
How did this guy know you existed?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This person is not listening to my show, and the reality is that people who are listening to my show are not friends of this guy. They're not in his circle because this person is a propagandist who is spreading the notion that pesticides are not only safe but are good. This is interesting. I'm going to play. I hadn't played planned on playing this, but I'm going to play this right now. This was the phone call from last week when I tracked down this website. I wanted to talk to somebody from the website, so I did some digging and I found.
What was the website?
It's. I don't want to give it. I didn't want to say what it is because I don't want to give them any publicity. But it's like one of these websites that claims to be spreading the truth about pesticides. So they have a number listed in their registry information for the headquarters of the website. So I call it. Let's see. Yeah, hold on. What's going on here? I guess it was a while before it started dialing. That's all I can think.
It's not working.
No, hold on a second. Give me a second. Let me stop it. Let me do this. Let me do this. Hold on. Get rid of that. Let me open it with here. Play. Yeah. I guess I had it running for a lot longer than trying to reach somebody from.
Here you go. Here.
Sorry,
I didn't edit it. That's what happened.
Hello.
Hi, I'm trying to reach somebody from pesticidetruths.com.
Oh, they got a plug.
Do you speak in French?
No, I'm so sorry. I do not speak French. Are you associated with the website Pesticide Truths?
No, sorry.
Well, your name and number is listed on their website as the owner of the website pesticidetruths.com. Did you know that?
No. Sorry. I live in Canada.
Yeah, it says Canada. It says, is your name Will?
No, it's not Will.
Do you live in Saint-Sauveur-des-Monts, Canada? Good, eh? French.
No, I live in Candiac.
Okay, and did I dial
There's not a good number.
Okay, so let me make sure I dialed the right number. I dialed 514.
Yeah.
They have your number down as the contact for this website in Canada. Okay, I'm so sorry to bother you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I skipped past the phone number. I wasn't going to give that out over the air, poor guy. This guy was totally in the blind. Now, here's the first thing I say, okay? If this is a legitimate website, you can go to my website and you can look at my registry information. You can get all my information, including a phone number to reach me.
So the number that was on the website, you dialed that number
and
it was the wrong number.
The number that is listed in the ICANN registry for the website, which is a legal document, you're not supposed to lie on it, not only has a fake phone number, but also has a fake address, as you can see, because I asked this guy, well, is this where you live? He says, no, that's not me.
Okay, so why don't you tell everybody what the guy said to you?
So the guy posted on the Superhuman Radio website, here's what he posted. He put, Carl Lenore is wrong. 24D has a 65-year unblemished safety record regarding long-term risk to health. In 2007, the United States Environmental Protection Agency and Pest Management Regulatory Agency of Health Canada issued a ruling that 24D is not cancer-causing in humans. 24D is probably the most studied and best understood of any chemical, not just pesticide or herbicide. 24D has, and he goes on and on and on and spews all this nonsense. And it is nonsense because if you just Google 24D, you'll find out that several legitimate agencies have classified it as a class 2B carcinogen and highly liver toxic in small amounts. But more importantly, the production of 2,4-D has been associated with producing a dioxin residue that is not removed from the 2,4-D, and the dioxin itself is cancer-causing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is this. And then, so naturally, I posted back and I emailed this person and I asked them, I said, please come on the super here. I said, please come on the show and let my audience know your information. I would like to interview you and have you correct the misinformation I have stated. Are you available? They naturally emailed me back and go, thank you for your invitation. We are unfortunately unavailable for an interview. Although we are available to answer all of your questions in print form via the internet otherwise. So I then emailed back, I'm interested in having you on to debate this topic. Why not come on and reach millions with your position? Are you affiliated with the pesticide herbicide manufacturer? It's okay if you are. I want someone from the other side to be on the show to keep it balanced. I was being sincere. But here's the bottom line. Oh, so then he sends me another email with some propaganda. And I sent back an email saying something to the effect of, this is nonsense, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, sent me, his name is Uncle Adolf, by the way. And he sent me back another email saying that all of us, he called me a terrorist because I'm against the pesticide industry, should be dealt with ... legally, of course, he said.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the bottom line is this. These idiots out there who are promoting pesticides as being safe and the residues of these pesticides on fruits and vegetables being safe are nothing more than idiots, okay? Even if they are safe, I'd rather err on the side of caution. I don't want pesticides on my food. That's why I buy organic food. And I say to Uncle Adolf and all of your idiot followers, you should consume 2,4-D. You should bathe in 2,4-D. You should give it to your grandchildren, okay? Because the reality is this may be another effect of selection pressure. We can just be done with your kind if you would just embrace the technology that you promote and consume as much pesticides and herbicides as possible. That's what I say. Did I go too far?
No.
Okay, because you gave me that look like, okay, I just jumped the shark.
No, I was just reading on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's website what they say about 2,4-D. It says that 2,4-D has been registered in the U.S. since 1948. It says in acute studies, 2,4-D generally has low acute toxicity via the oral, dermal, and inhalation routines of exposure. 2,4-D is not a skin irritant nor a skin sensitizer. And you can just, it has a lot of things in here that you can go on and
read. But here's the bottom line for me. okay? That may all be true.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares? Why do you have to come in contact with it? Why do you have to ingest it? Why do you have to breathe it in the first place? Why? It doesn't make sense. It's like saying, look, you know, a pinch of arsenic every day won't kill you. I'm sure that's true. But why would I even want to ingest it in the first place? I say to those people out there who embrace this stuff, consume it. Inject it into your children. Do what you want to do with it. But I don't want it. And I don't want the government. And here's the problem. The government has lied to us millions of times, dating back from their endorsement of tobacco use, right fast forward to what they've done in the drug industry today.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I care what the government says about it?
Well, but then it goes on to say neurotoxicity was demonstrated following exposure to 2,4-D at relatively high dose levels. So are they going to say that it's okay in low doses like the FDA says?
Sure, sure. You know what? A small bullet may not kill you. A big one will definitely kill you. Does that mean I want a bullet shot at me of any size? No.
No, no. And it does go on to say that it was if you want to read about it, go to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. You shouldn't drink that tea.
I have no choice. There's no other tea. I grabbed the wrong tea today.
Yes, you did. Okay, you wanted to read some listener emails?
Yes, real quick. Michael Arch sent me an email about the whole soy story, and he rightfully points out that flaxseed has three times the estrogen and ligands than soy does. And I agree with him. But the problem is this. We don't consume flaxseed in the quantity that we consume soy in this country.
Do you call it lignans? The lignans?
Yeah.
Okay.
The lignans have an affinity to the estrogen receptor, just like estrogen does. So you're right, Michael. I'm aware of flaxseed and other things, like peas, for instance, that have phytoestrogens in them. The problem is that we are being bombarded in this country with soy products in every form. I would imagine the average unsuspecting person consumes soy products without realizing it 3 to 4 times a day, probably 2 to 3 times in one meal without realizing it, between a drink and a vegan hamburger and a bunch of other things. And they're not being exposed to that amount of flaxseed. So you are right. Flax is a worse offender when it comes to the quantity of phytoestrogens per kilo, but people are not being exposed to flax to the degree that they are soy.
Right.
So we have one other
thing,
and then we're done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This was actually written by Kurt about last Casual Friday. I thought this was a really, really good comment because I don't think people pay enough attention to Casual Friday. I think they listen to the show during the week, and they think because Casual Friday is kind of like fun and we kind of freestyle that there's nothing to be learned here. So Kurt writes, this is my first time tuning into a Casual Friday show. Normally I look for the more training-geared shows, but have really enjoyed your radio personality and thought I would seek out more of the show. Wow, was this informative. You're right, and the people do need a voice, and hopefully through people like you and Elisa, we can gain some of our rights to prosperity back, which includes health. I would really appreciate it if you could post some of the links to the articles that you cited on more of your shows so I could read more and also spread the word. If you want to change things, education is key. Thanks to Carl and Elisa, your passion shows and is much appreciated. Kurt. Very, very nice.
Thank you, Kurt. And I try to always say after my articles where they came from, I don't always repeat that, but I can try and start posting the URLs or something on Facebook.
Yeah, you could do a blog post with just a link to where they can find them maybe. And people just want an easier way to go. I mean, they don't want to have to search for things quite often. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Do we have anything else to talk about, Elisa?
Nope.
Okay, so that's the end of Casual Friday. And the end of another week. We've got another great week planned next week. Lots of great shows for next week. Thank you for listening, as always, and we'll see you later.
Bye.